Hello, my people. It's Pretty Boy Chief behind the mic, and I'm excited, happy to welcome you to another amazing episode on the Traffic Vlog. Don't go nowhere. Stay on this podcast. Stay locked in. Let's go. Okay, yeah, today is 28th of December, and of course, it's a bright day. A bright day to talk about what we have on ground. A bright day to talk about how we, the youth, can develop ourselves since the country is not doing anything for us. Or let me not say doing anything, they're not doing what they should do for us. So today we are going to be discussing about publicity, why it's very important for you to constantly talk about what you do, constantly talk about your craft, constantly talk about those ideas that you have in your head. Yeah, and there's a video I watched of Odumodu, and he said that if you're a creative and you're not talking about yourself, you're not posting 4 to 5 times a day, then you will never blow. And that's a fact. You have to do it without any shame, without any violence, whatever the English is. So yeah, I'm going to be discussing this topic with Captain Jack and Soul Boy.
Check.
So check. For you, Captain, do you think that this high influx of creative personnel in the country is due to our economy or due to the Nigeria situation?
I absolutely agree, 100%.
But even with that, over there, they have good economy, they have good country, but they are still a great number of creative people. So it might not be a natural something and not pertaining to the country's economy.
Yeah, like you said, I like the word you said. It says it's a natural something. For them, it is a means. It is a means to add, let's say, to their marketing strategy. For us, it is a must. It is a must.
It's a must.
I mean, look at, you wake up today, you see modeling is popping. Woo! I want to be a model. You are snapping, you are posing, you find a photographer, you are driving, you see that model in cast. In fact, before you know, you are the one collecting the camera. You want to be a photographer, you're watching photography. Then all of a sudden, music is the next big thing. Almost everybody now wants to be artists. So you see, it's not as if we are pursuing these things because it is what we intended to do, but it is what we see that this is working. So in as much as if to say you grads, and then as you come out, there's one company that is waiting for you, or
that's what our parents told us. Once you graduate, companies will be looking for you. This one, that one.
That's what they all thought.
I didn't see any.
And then you know, you come out, and then you write this application, you submit this one, you write assessment. So then you go write access, graduate training assessment like 3 times. Access no go still give you access, bro.
They no go access you for their.
So it's mad. I mean, so what we now intend, or what we now like fall back to is, okay, I can do this. See, social media is available. I mean, see Sydney Tucker, what is he doing? No biscuits. And see how much he don't blow. See this one, no biscuits.
Now he's a label owner.
Exactly. So it's either now everybody wants to be skits maker or artist. So I feel in our case, it is entirely our economy that has caused us to like fall into this area of content creative. So everybody now is a creative.
But on the other hand, there are situations whereby the country actually comes out to help. But yes, the people that they help, they actually, they abscond with the money. They move out with the money. Because talking about, I read the news that there was a platform that the country had to help enhance agri.
Okay.
Yeah. They gave loans, 5 million thereabouts.
Yeah.
These people don't use the money, do anything. They moved with the money. So, like, it's not even encouraging to the government as well to help you develop your own 9-to-5.
Did the government follow up on those people?
It's not even about that. Uh-huh.
The people where you carry 5M give, I mean, you did not
you
check
know
up
their
what
background check on
background this. Or not, as you have given them, you suppose follow them up. I mean, you suppose they expect ROI from that investment or something.
What I just feel is our country is blessed, but we have a very unorganized pattern of making things work.
We are very unserious leaders,
yes.
Just say it.
Yes,
we are very unserious,
to be honest,
very unreliable.
We have talent though, incredible talent. Most of our leaders, I'm not sure, if they are potential skit content creators. Because if you look at their lifestyles, they actually don't even care about us. But they keep doing what they are doing. Like recently now, people always talk about building your crafts. and using the gifts. Like me now, I just found out recently that I have a little flair for writing and drawing. Now, see, so let me start writing. Let me start writing articles.
But now, where you want to put your articles?
Yes.
How your articles how want to fetch money?
Yes.
How so many so house many, so and many, then you end up not writing like the article
you,
again.
You will see in movies and people are trying to say, I want to finish school and go and become a writer. Yes. And when we watch, we laugh because writer we
are in Nigeria. And the writers are making money.
There are currently writers that are making money in Nigeria. Because how? They probably found a platform, a connect or something connect, that yes. they got somewhere. But it's not available for everybody.
Yeah.
It is not a system that allocates whatever skill you have to a work platform. So you guys just thrive.
It's who you know. It's not
you guys you just know. Thrive for yourself at the end of the day.
It's who you know. It's
that's
not
just
you
what's
know.
Up.
But so good, like you as a creative, you're an artist and you're constantly pushing your musical craft. How important is it for you to keep talking about yourself? Everybody's talking about football. You just enter the garden and say, bro, do you know I do music? Like, even if it does not relate to you, to the music thing, you just go and enter.
That conversation, to be honest, it is very, very important for me to always put down myself. But the lashback that I always get when I try to do that, especially to people that I expect to even give me a positive feedback on what I'm doing, it's not always like encouraging. One thing I feel is we Nigerians don't encourage
talent.
Humble beginnings. Yes, you don't. Yeah, everybody wants to wait till like you are.
You don't blow.
Yeah. Okay. Before we know how, bro. Yeah.
Now my guy.
Recently.
Now him. I did back.
Of recently, I did. I did with my secondary school classmates. It was so absurd because they were my secondary school classmates. And to an extent, some of them knew I liked music then. I was like, bro, I have a recording session. You guys come around. Yes. We were drinking, having fun together. In fact, they even planned a beach out itself. I was shocked when I heard one of my guys say, like, we cannot make it. Like, they didn't even think about it. Now, this response created a mental breakdown for an artist. It's not as if it's belittling my ability, but... Now,
yeah, he said you cannot make it.
Yes.
Okay.
They cannot make it to okay. like to
the session.
Okay,
the session.
Okay.
So
okay,
it was more like they were not interested.
Okay.
Now, I believe in your crafts. Now, I believe you doing whatever you're doing. You don't have to make people believe you. That's what I just believe. Because if you keep on trying to make people believe you that you can do this and you can do this and you can do this. The more they won't believe you. You just have to do it and keep on doing it. Like, to be honest, I have a lot of plans. See, and how they say, a goal comes out from a group of people. A plan is a group of ideas. So, everything good at good takes time. So, as long as you have this talent, forget being an artist now. Those people that are out there, they are the writers, they are the content creators, podcasters, the newscaster, yeah, whatever you are doing.
Excuse me, whatever.
Anything you're doing, bro, like, don't let anybody fucking kill your energy. Like, just keep on doing it. Like, I remember the one time I was going for a show from like my NYC. I just wanted to get like two of my guys with me and follow me. They were like, okay, I will follow you. On that day, I didn't see any of them. It's not like I won't tell them to pay for transport. I was like, I'll fund your transport. And the show was at Delta and we were at Enugu. So that alone is enough for me to lose my mirror and say I'm not going. But I still went. And going there, I met people, met talents, and in fact, my lesson for that story is just push your craft. Don't care what people have to say, whether people push out for you, let me tell you, I'm giving a big example because me saying this now, since Tucker was my roommate in secondary school, in university, so this life, and it's not like as if we didn't know that this guy was going to blow, but not everybody, even your closest of friends and they are focusing on their life. It's not like they'll not give you your support, but they can't give you the 100% support.
Everybody's in their own life.
Energy.
You guys just
so you have to be the 100%. It has to be you. So keep being you.
So like for a creative now, that might have passed through what you passed through, where they have one way or the other tried to demoralize you from your own crafts. Like how do you come out of it? Because it's not everybody that you reduce his energy like that will still come out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's difficult to keep on posting your stuff and there's no progress. It's difficult to keep on posting. So what do you do for you, Easy? What was that thing that you just do to keep motivating yourself? Is it to read books or to go and watch motivational quotes or whatever?
TED Talks. I think most of the time is platform. I think it's availability of platform. So yeah, I have guys that are into production as well, like
music production.
Beats production, consistently produces beats. And I mean by consistently, I mean every single day. And this guy is posting, but feedback on those contents is not, in fact, one like, two likes, one comment, and that's all. And this is someone that is posting every single day. So to keep up with that kind of thing, it's not usually easy, because I can't post every day and then feedback never come. So what's up?
I swear.
How and what waiting I want to. So what he does is, instead of just posting, now he started looking for other people to, like, okay, fine, since I never blow, nobody be cool posting the beats, let me give this person this beat. Alpha, see my beat, jump on it, vibe, post, post and I repost. Then that kind of thing. So he got one or two people to, like, jump on it, and then these guys love this beat and they're like, nice, more they run this like once in a while, mm-hmm. weekly. So that one come increasing. If I get a person, I could give this beat once in a while. Uh-huh. So like that, it started pushing it. Other times, I think you by yourself guys just rest.
Sometimes
you guys just rest, just relax.
You are allowing the part where the person sit down and strategize or think of what you are actually doing.
At a point, just if you just leave it.
There's one thing they call the creative thinking of the cognitive domain of the human mind. Sometimes when you are stuck,
once you've entered blocks.
Yes, once you are stuck with creation, with being creative. It is when you become more creative when you are less creative. Like, I don't know if you are, like, when you don't even bother being creative. Because sometimes, I remember when I was learning how to play the guitar. Like, that thing was so stressful. I was playing, so with so much anger. In fact, I almost broke the guitar one day. And funny enough, I noticed anytime I get better at this guitar was when I, like, abandoned it for, like, a long time. And I don't even get close to it. I would be like, I don't sabi. So sometimes breaks are very good, but break shouldn't be like
for too long.
Because
you are just using it.
Sometimes time actually kills the dream.
Yeah, yes. You're just using it to get out of that space for a moment. Like you said, okay, if I enter block and I see that this thing is not coming through, I feel just leave on. Let's say
your break should not be like of a reality of you giving
your
up.
Business. Maybe you sell back and you're not getting. You never sell any bag.
I don't need post
for more. You know the post.
Rest first.
That's rest, man. No mistake. You know go post again.
Exactly. Rest first, and then look at what is not making that thing work.
Yeah.
I noticed this shirt thing too. You know, there was a point in time I wanted to start shirt, and then the people where I want to sell shirts for already have people they are buying shirts from. So I guess find a new market, niche or a market audience, but at the same time, it didn't still work. So you guys just rest, look at what and what is not working. And then another part I think is, I wanted to say availability of resources.
Yeah.
Availability of resources in the sense that if this person had the whole resources they needed to, like, accomplish that task, they're not going to need too much push. Imagine an artist and then he has a producer, he has someone that is mixing and mastering, and he also has a distributor, someone that is posting a song immediately.
And
the songs get out. Definitely, that person would definitely be inspired to come back, do again. I mean, you record today, before the end of the week, you've posted. By next month, you go one way again. But you wait.
Now your team self go the
even if you don't have a team, you by yourself and these regular guys that you guys have your thing going, it go they motivate you. Even you'll be different than the person who just open camera today, play beats for speaker, and then it just vibe. If you guys see him, if you guys know see him. So it all depends on, you know, how your arrangements be and how you're able to maintain that's your own consistency with what you are doing.
But notwithstanding, you know, it's difficult. It's a difficult phase where you're trying to talk about yourself and you know you've got this thing in you. You know it's there. But nobody's just listening. Like this, it's not like nobody's listening. It's not like nobody's listening. People are actually listening, but
yeah, but
there's no response yet.
There's no feedback.
Like I said, sometimes you need to sit back and strategize if to keep going or if to go in a different way. Maybe but Instagram is not your market. If you go through TikTok, maybe TikTok is not your market. If you go through Facebook, there are so many
like
places to sell yourself.
Social media no work. Enter street.
Thank you. There are some people as some artists I know that they know say their song no go to push for social media. Now for that street, that keke man they play that song.
Yeah,
now that bike man they play that song. They know where
so
their market is.
Go and find their audience.
But for you, Preshi, do you still believe in 9 to 5?
Yeah, I'm 9 to 5.
So do you still believe you could wake up in the morning by 8 or 7, dress up, go to work, sweat your ass out, come back,
bro,
to prepare
to
for
honest,
the next night?
To be honest, I don't believe in 9 to 5, but to face reality now, the condition of Nigeria, I think it's necessary I do that because. I still do that because
then you believe in doing it.
I believe in it, yes.
But I say you do not believe in it.
No, I don't believe now. When I don't go believe in it, when I don't make the money now.
Yeah. But you need the 9 to 5 or not?
The 9 to 5.
You need them or not?
You believe
I need them mad. And see, me, I tell you, I need them. See, in fact, that 9 to 5, and I, like I do my investing life again. So, you know, be like I said, I do 9 to 5. It's just like no
because I want throw shades on the people who will say they want to be entrepreneur, but you don't have capital, and then there's a job there that you can work like 4 or 5 months or 6 months and then get that starting capital. But because you don't believe in 9 to 5, you can't wait. Who or what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
So I mean, 9 to 5.
It's just like saying someone that wants to do music, for example. Why I use music as an example is because it's like every youth is running into that phase. So people, someone that wants to do music now, that is passionate about music. Music is burning through his thoughts.
Yes.
Don't you think that during 9 to 5, there's never that space for you to think?
It's not never. Wouldn't be that space,
bro. Look, I tell you,
that's the truth. There's never that space for you to think, because the moment you want to think, there's yes sir to answer.
Let me answer that question now. For me, I feel if you kind of person that is pursuing a music career, I want to pursue a 9 to 5 at the same time. There are some jobs you cannot do.
Okay.
You cannot do a job that will wear you out. One. Like maybe you need work for the carry concrete. No, I think was
but we didn't need to do that 9 to 5.
It's not as if you would need. Everybody knows their pockets.
Okay.
Yes, you cut your coat according to your size.
Okay, let's say you know get.
No, bro. Okay, reason it now. You want to do this music? You pay for recording sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You pay producer for your mixing and mastering.
Yeah, you even pay for
you
distribution.
Pay for distribution. Mm-hmm. So, bro, are you getting all this money from? Are you going
exactly.
to fall
that
like,
means
from the manner from
that? He needs the 9 to 5.
So you need everybody needs the 9 to 5.
But not a tedious one.
Something
like
you need something that is not like something that you can express yourself.
I don't think that I don't feel like if it's not office work, then it's definitely going to be tedious.
Yes, it's going to be, yes. That's what you're an office work.
If office work said yes, you get tedious.
I don't
understand.
Like you where they do many coding, how you even
do? Even if you know they do coding at the point in time, you guess even the receptionist go sit down.
Sometimes if I go tish,
talk.
Oh my throat, my voice.
She will get this way. She not. I mean, look at that, the attendance log, where what they do is require people to just write me. But then I go on some days, I mean, when I go to field, and I'm like number 100 or something, okay. So you may not need attend to good morning, write your name, please, your phone number. Okay, about leaving, thank you. No, you get how you go to. So what I'm saying is, to get to where they want to get to, they will need even if it is not 9 to 5 like per se, yes, but they will need a job,
a source of income.
So saying 9 to 5,
and it can also be an avenue to tell people around you that okay, well, I'm so into music.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's
and
where
you're
the publicity comes in.
Real life situations.
Yes, exactly. And it will help your creativity craft. In your lyrics. Yes. To bring out something.
Why you are paying attention
to your
environment?
In fact, most of these songs that I've written is as a result of probably being in activities. I remember those times we were walking out. So bro, you cannot be inside your room and inside of your bed and have all the inspiration in the world except you are Einstein. Yes, now it's the last time.
For you, Preshi, what was like the weirdest place you've told someone about your music? What was like the weirdest place you brought your music out?
Bro, there was one day I went for one show. Like, I went to play for the show. Not even music, except I went to play drum for the show. Not singing. I went to the toilet that day and just saw these guys smoking, and the guy just came out of the toilet. Oh, that guy came inside, like, bro, I want to use the toilet now. Bro, from that toilet, I had to tell you guys, bro, I guess my speaker, can I play my song for you? The weirdest situation was in school. I just joined the school and the students was just like noticing the way I talk, the way I act, the way I you do music. And the next thing they were like, play your song for me, we want to actually hear your song. And the next thing, as I play my song for this one student, and they were dancing to it and just bro.
Auntie, principal. I mean, proprietors.
I mean, you just, that's what I was saying, you have to do shamelessly, anyhowlessly.
See, sometimes I get mocked at it. Mocked by people, by like they and the funny thing is that these people, it's not like they are mocking you. They're not just seeing the possibility yet.
Yeah, so it
will sound like a mock to you. Yeah. It's not like that. They're actually trying to push you. For you see it as mockery because you are not seeing yourself the way they are seeing you. Because the truth is, our potentials are known by other people than we only know how we work on ourselves. So what I believe is, I mean, I don't even care if anybody stop me. Even if I did for hold up, hold stop.
You know, go like they post your crap inside Muluen.
Bro,
like,
those people
sell medicine.
Yes, now.
You go just stand up. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm an artist. My name is Sobo.
It's also a means to talk about yourself.
Please, if you are with your mobile device, please follow me on Instagram.
I swear, as they go walk.
If you can.
If it's the kind of speaker,
I swear, they play my music. If there's any way you can, follow me on this, follow me on that. If you want
you
me
can
to
have
share,
followers
my,
from DSL.
Share my link.
Exactly.
But you feed one.
Bro.
I mean, what's there to lose?
Nobody. Now, question: if he do
yes,
I don't think he has a choice. If he, no, if
let,
he's
let,
in
let,
that
let,
situation
let, let, let
and has the necessary
let me
things,
let me
he
one,
shoot.
Let me tell you one thing now, Let me see one thing quickly. Now, a music artist that have not been recognized and feels like you don't reach that whiskey level pride. You know, if you bring yourself down,
you need play
with this. Wait, before you continue this stages.
No, wait. I know you get some. I talk this thing
the angle where you want to go now, want sound like say whiskey, no, they do publicity.
No, but I didn't talk.
Okay, yeah,
you get some kind.
No, like he's talking about grassroots publicity.
Yes,
okay.
I'm talking about some artists that are upcoming that if you ask, you never see them like talk about their music.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to talk about music, it's as if you are. Yeah, stressing them, and they like to keep it in a low key.
Okay, it's
painful when you see an artist that you know that has that talent, but it's just like this, it's just anyhow about
maybe
it.
Maybe it's not like whether not like a
you know, you will know if they put
maybe
put
it's
them,
not like a this, like maybe like never.
For someone like Soboy, I know Soboy they post like any in the post almost
yeah,
every
yeah,
day,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's someone that's intentional,
and that's
about the music.
That's where we come to the part where I said there's some people that just
forget,
like,
you get some kind of intentional when you enter, you go break you emotionally. See, after how many years of suffering to work my Instagram account, and all of a sudden,
you still do 1K.
Steady posting.
Or you don't come out.
You don't come out.
You don't lose
your ID. Do you know the encouragement and the pride you are not letting go to start up? another Instagram account, like start to be sting that you've lost.
Oh, they hit your Instagram.
Ah, they hit them like
lost the IG account.
Wow.
Like one time it was like I said, that, it was not big much. They were like, I entered 1K, I was like, ah yes, I was trying something big in my life. And all of a sudden it sounded like a fairy tale and just disappeared. But it didn't bring me down. To be honest, it made me stronger. That's what
yes, to build another.
Yes. I was like, if I could do that,
you can always do it again.
And that's for person we don't the consistently post before. And then I'm saying there are other people that feel like, ah, this thing I have is not yet good enough to put out there, or I don't feel like this is the level of content
I want to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Even in the midst of that, you don't have to have everything.
Normal. I mean, I'm not defending them. I'm just giving you their point of views that okay, they feel at this thing has not gotten to the level where I feel it should come out. Yes. Or if I drop today, I know say I no go fit drop again till next month too. So do I want to keep that imbalance?
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Sure, but nonetheless, what we are pushing now is even with that once a month interval, but you're supposed to like even if it's that one, once you drop that one, make the push and the push and the push and the push.
But okay, let me ask you this. In your own craft, how do you stay consistent? How do you stay doing your thing, regardless of how Nigeria tries to pull you back? How do you consistently push your craft, put your craft out there? Because I used to also see your Instagram, you always do freestyle steady.
Me,
so I know, and looking at Label never text you or something. No shit, bro. We are being factual.
Yes.
Label never text you.
Some of them say they don't even know you exist.
Exactly. What wakes you up in the morning to do another thing?
That's the thing. The idea is, or the beauty is, I love the craft. So I do it because I want to do what me I enjoy first.
Exactly.
So the moment me I enjoy it first.
Point number one.
The moment me I enjoy it first, then I feel okay, yeah, I almost hear this thing where the boss my head with you too. So, and then I look at my time. If I see that it's only weekend I have, or there are days that I know I always have this day free, that's the day I use to like, okay. It's not that I see that day. The day is when I'll put it to work. But before then, I've done the, maybe like prepare the lyrics, mm-hmm. they listen to the beats, the vibes, they write the whole thing out. But then on that 3 days when I'm not like, oh yeah, make I record, make I video, make I put this one in or out. Nonetheless, how consistent depends on, you know, how quickly I'm able to. You know, is it to like, even if freestyle, we be freestyle.
Yes, now.
You will still spend like 2 days.
Funny enough, sometimes it's even the like the unplanned situation
that used to pop. Yeah.
Like
because some days it will just come. Oh, yeah. That Saturday. Okay, the beat just hits you. Now that Saturday gone, you will now drop everything that makes sense. And it will jam. That's like what you've been thinking about for 2 weeks.
Let me add something. I remember like this last year. Is it like last year? Yeah. And no, just last week, I was talking to my friend. I was like, bro, they were telling me, bro, that your EP you drop, Black Energy.
Monday. If you haven't listened, go on audio mark.
Some people were like, bro, why did you drop that so like early? They were like, why didn't I wait? Like this song, I just dropped my best song. I was looking like some people comment like, bro, how can you tell me that's my best song? Like,
no.
We actually created those tracks.
This thing you said
last year.
This thing you said now made me remember something the mood you said. Someone actually said something to that team like that he's just dropping most of his best song. And he was like, this thing is not from him, it's from God. It's not like something where they download for your body.
I swear, the one you
so
see
the lyrics not be finished for your head.
Yes, by tomorrow again, another best will come out.
So it will keep on getting better.
No, yeah, man, even exactly. This one that you put out is because you can't even select the ones I put out, it was not the one I wanted.
Actually lost my card reader then. So the songs we actually recorded throughout last year was over 8 songs. Sorry, up to 10 songs. But later on I lost some card reader, and later on the producers told me that this song we don't have it again. There's even one special one that was supposed to be the number one track of the album. Like that one, I didn't get to even hear the unmixed version of that song. So me picking that thing was just like, okay, okay, let's pick up this one. I did that of depression that day on my birthday. It was on August. I just said, okay, I just put all this song I don't record last year, put down for there. And some people will message me, and I see my streams even as without no promotion or more. to they see my streams, I see US, I see UK, they give me joy.
Some people they listen.
It gives, even matter how, even if it's one play I get, I'm always grateful for everything. Yeah. I want to be content creators, need to know, we should be grateful for every
content creators.
Yes.
Every Nigerian is a content creator.
Hundred likes, you're not Charlie Poppy.
Yeah.
You're not shutting down shows. Doesn't mean
no, even the Charlie Poppy said before he starts, no be freestyle video inside the video. Exactly. Just the popping videos out there.
So that's actually freestyle.
That's like the strength of that publicity. Put it out. If that thing no put them out, nobody can see.
And literally, Charlie Poppy has been doing music. If you go to his songs before that Elon Musk,
he has been releasing songs.
I saw someone that has been putting out his thing.
Putting this thing out. It might not be the first year. It might not be the second. If it might not be the third year. So just keep. Just they push with the same energy. Just that publicity.
Bro, and just to add there. Black energy is just the beginning of good sound for now.
Vibes too plenty.
Now we just chill. Like they say, trust the process. It's this. Whatever you are doing is a process. You cannot be a child and don't know ABCD and you want to spell your name.
So
it's impossible. So you just have to take everything step by step, motion by motion, piece by piece, and the puzzle will get
solved. And the puzzle will get solved.
Socrates.
Nah, we're running this shit.
Thank you for joining me on this episode. As you've heard, constantly put out your work, put out your crafts without any shame, put your craft out, and someday, one day, you might not even know if it be one freestyle for your backyard, we could put you out. So just constantly talk about yourself, publicize yourself.
That kick video,
you might not know. Video that you did without carefree, we just put you out there. So just constantly talk about yourself, and also do not be ashamed, though. People feel they talk about biscuits, you tell them, say, oh my guy,
this car is always talking about this car, that is car stuff
started since but the day it's in founding now is another of three cars now, so constantly do your thing. Until next time,
and please be yourself.
Yeah. Until next time, do take care of yourself. Merry Christmas, Merry C, and a Happy New Year. I love you, but God loves you more. Thank you.
Peace out.
Hello, everybody. It's Pretty Boy Chief, and I'm out here on the traffic vlog. You know what time it is. Let's go.